So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And I'm having so much fun with the guests today. This is someone I've met years and years ago in my own neighborhood. So Kimmy Avery is a conscious couples network. This is her business, and she actually works with people on relationship, and she's a joy to be around, walks the talk. So much fun we've had in the past, Kimmy, and how much fun can we have today?
I am so looking forward to this. I love your show, and I'm loving that you offered me to be here with you and celebrate us.
Tell us a little bit. Single right now after being in a couple for two different couplings for decades. Tell me a little bit about like being in a couple and when you're completely single, and tell us a little bit about the journey and just go wherever you like with us.
Okay. So I call myself a relationship navigation specialist. And I do that because I help men and women who have challenges communicating and relating with each other to have amazing relationships. So what I do is I help uncover the mysteries of the masculine and feminine way of being that really trip us up in relationships if we don't understand how they work. You can be the most conscious spiritual person and get tripped up here. And it happens over and over again, right?
So tell me a little bit about what attracted you to this business. What was it that kind of inspired you to choose this?
Well, so by 37 years old, I dated a lot of great men. I had been to two weddings of men I was deeply in love with, and I'd watched them marry other women, and I was really confused and really frustrated. I'm not funny looking and I'm a nice person. And it was like, what the hell is wrong with
Yeah, I, you know? I'm gonna pause for a second. Kimmy is like blonde, tall, and drop dead gorgeous. So anyways, go ahead.
Well, thank you. And you know, it was getting me nothing for nobody. It was not helping anything, right? And so I'm an incredibly spiritual person. I've been studying God and spirituality since I was five. I've got a master's in counseling, a bachelor's in family studies, and an NLP health certified master practitioner and trainer. And then I started studying about men when I was 37. And all of a sudden I'd rewritten my entire history. And I changed my relationship with my dad so much so that it's actually sweet now. I met my husband, and I've been married for almost 8 years now, and I wouldn't have this. I can guarantee I wouldn't be married if I didn't understand the masculine and feminine dynamic. So back in 2006, I drew a big heart on a flip chart, and I wrote, "You're dating success," because I couldn't stop talking about this amazing world that I had uncovered, or for me, it felt like I'd uncovered. Because I went to girls' boarding school and women's college. I learned how to be a strong, powerful woman and not need anybody. But guess what? Men won't stick around if they're not needed. And so, it blew my mind. And then I couldn't stop talking about it. And so my coaching practice became relationship coaching, and I work with singles and couples. It's a lot easier to do the work if you're single because you start getting the insights. And most of my clients, well, actually anybody who's drawn to working with me is an intelligent person. They love learning. They are spiritual. That's what I offer. Like I meet them in that realm. And then I help them to understand the masculine and feminine. And boom, it's easy to have the relationship that they desire.
So I have to stop you. I have to laugh because I saw Kimmy. I was speaking at an event some years back in San Jose, and I was speaking about career consciousness. I think we were looking at, I was speaking on how to get a job or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was standing in the, we were going to listen to another speaker that Kimmy liked. And she goes, you know, I really think everyone needs to become a salesperson and needs to learn how to sell their businesses. And I remember getting my back up so far. No, yeah. I don't have to learn sales. No, I do not have to learn how to do sales. No, I'm not learning how to do sales. And now here I am. I want to think it's 10 years later.
Yeah, it probably is.
Or 8 years later or something. I think Eric Laughlin was speaking at that event also. Tell us a little bit about sales and how can you sell if you're not salesy, and how can you have it be something that works for you? Because I really get that there was a switch there that you just figured out.
Oh, well, I didn't figure it out. I saw Eric Laughlin speak, actually. And his motto says, selling equals service. Sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Selling is about leading, and selling is about moving people to action. And I went, oh my God, I can do that. And then he said something that, you know, we're closing people about 20 times a day. You're closing your kids on doing their laundry. You're closing your partner on doing, you know, cooking dinner. You're closing your partner on that fancy restaurant you want to go to, or that dress you want to buy, or that thing you want to do. So whether or not we think we're in sales, everybody's in sales, right? So that there's this light bulb that went on, and I have been terrified of being salesy. But guess what? If you are terrified of being salesy, you're never going to be too salesy. Ever. You know?
Yeah. And you can't, how could you be? Because it's just, it's not going to be your first nature. So right. You're right. Like, if it's something that doesn't come easily to you, I love that point, Kimmy. That's one of the most beautiful things I've heard on the show for a long time. It's like, if it's something that doesn't come that easy for you, then it will always require some kind of like integration.
Yes.
And then in that integration, you can temper it. So it's, you know, has integrity and it's authentic, right?
Yeah. Well, and I spent a year studying with Eric, and I still study with him. I mean, I still get emails and all kinds of things. But for me, learning the order of the things that I needed to say to get people into action, knowing how to, like, I know we're speaking to a lot of coaches or spiritual healers or people, when I give a talk, I know that I have to make it to my offer. So many times before I started working with Eric, I would give a talk, people would love it, and I'd never have made my offer.
And I remember one time I drove all the way to, I drove to Oakland, and I met with this huge group of people that were job searching. And at that point, I offered career counseling. And I sat there and spoke in front of them, and they loved this speech. Everybody gave me all these big, nice things. I did not even tell them, like, a website. Like, I not only didn't, like, make an offer, but I didn't even tell them, like, when I walked out of the room, how'd they remember my name? It was so funny how far we've come. Well, you know,
oh my God,
the time has gone by so fast. I know this is a very fast interview, and we never have enough time to get to know you perfectly, Kimmy, but I understand you're going to share with my audience a very special, rare, and beautiful gift. So tell us a little bit about that.
I'm offering your audience a complimentary relationship possibility session. And this is where we're going to just even see if we like each other to move forward if you want some relationship support. So this is an opportunity for you to find out what I offer, if it would be a fit for you, and how to move forward if it's something that you want to do. And the way to get that is to go to kimmyavery.com/win. And that's K-I-M-I, A, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, ry.com/win, because I want you to win in all of your relationships, personally and professionally. You deserve to have love in your life. You deserve to have relationships that work, because when they do, you get to shine your light even more fully and brightly than you ever thought possible.
Aw, thank you so much. Thanks for coming,
Kimmy. You're welcome.
I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.